Was there a bit of a shiver down the spine as you all got together and played together for the first time?
Actually, the playing wasn't the problem. I wouldn't say we'd gone through an awful lot of rebuilding and gauging the possibility of it not as a feasibility project, but so much in terms of an internal rebuild. Were we ready for it? Was it the right thing to do? And you know, it was expressed to us you know, that maybe you ought to leave it alone because it's a you know it's nicely rose sepia tinted or rose tinted by now. Mm. In the memory, why don't you just sort of leave it alone and just keep the grass cut on it? And we thought, well, no, you only live once. You only live once. It's there to do, not to sort of sit and think about. So that's why we're doing it, really.
Any chance of Mutter coming on board? Because his sort of frontman stunts were very much part of the trademark of the band.
I think there'll come a time when Mutter will be contributing to the band. I don't know whether it will be in terms of live performance. Mm. I think he has business interests down near Yeovil. And I think he's thought over the possibility of doing it for real, as it were, like Cron James and myself are doing it. And at the moment he's saying, well, just put me on hold for a while. But he's still writing material, and when he feels ready, when he thinks he's got something which is, shall we say, Stackridge friendly, suitable for, you know, in the old style, or rather taking a line from the old band, then I'm sure he'll be jumping up and down for us to do it, and maybe that will include him certainly in recording it. But in terms of future touring or live performance, I wouldn't like to predict.
Let's talk a bit about your fans now, and kind of lean forward towards that microphone again. You keep leaning back and away. He's very reluctant to take part in this discussion.
He's very shy.
Very laid back person.
He's not very shy. He's very shy.
Yeah, he's not shy.
Oh, he is really. It's all a front.
Tell me about the Rhubarb Thrashers, the Rhubarb Thrashers.
Well,
how did all this come about?
To be perfectly honest, I don't know much about the Rhubarb Thrashers. Perhaps Jenny could enlighten me on the actual formation of this subgroup.
Well, from looking back into the history, I think they created themselves, as far as I can gather.
I mean, they were fans, weren't they, basically?
Oh, they were, but this band loved audience participation, and this was the audience with a mind of its own. It gave itself a name, organised itself into groups, as far as I can gather. There was a Luton mob and a Guildford mob and the Leeds Lummy Days Society, and they came from gig to gig. Came even by the coachload, much to the bemusement, I think, of this lot here, who sort of weren't quite sure what was happening to them, really.
But your fabulous website, which you are working on, will have actually a Rhubarb Thrashers room where they can go and talk, won't it?
Oh, definitely, yes. Because I think Stackridge was much more just than a group of people playing music. Mm. There was more to the whole theory and feeling of it. And the whole feeling was that they wanted people to join in. And they wanted to know and meet the people who were their fans. There was besides the music and the rhubarb thrashing, I mean, there was also the Standley, you know, the wonderful dance for everybody to do.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, the majority of the country's rhubarb is grown in a large shed in Wigan.
Is that right?
That's correct, yes. No. And it's transported down the M1.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, there we are.
just outside Wigan, to be geographically precise.
It's
just
outside Wigan.
Right.
Yes.
It's very large.
Well, we've asked them to enlarge it, especially for our forthcoming tour.
I think there's a distinct possibility that these sheds could have been converted, especially for the rhubarb.
Right. Okay, let's take another piece of music now. Absolute lunacy. And I was gonna have this track, which is not by any Stackridge people. This is by Roger Cook and Andy West. It's called Sliding Down the Razor Blade of Love. It almost makes me squirm to say that title, but tell me about it, either of you or both of you together.
A sharp intake of breath and an even sharper exhalation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Roger and Andy's little pastiche. It's lyrically rather well formed, small but perfectly formed.
And they are local as well.
So. Oh yeah, good old muckers.
Yeah.
cutting down the razor blade of love, promising the moon and stars above. Boy, on the screen, all that you're dreaming of. Rolling down the boulevard of shame, broken-hearted lovers call your name. You will burn, I hope you get hurt, sliding down the razor blade of love. Dolly gold from head to toe, every inch a gigolo with your snake oil charm. I wish I had a dollar for every time you made a score and left empty arms. Someday you'll be sad and all alone. Memories will chill you to the bone. Devil a chance. Romance sliding down the razor blade of
Sliding Down the Razor of Love, track number 3 from Stack.